So hello, my name is Guillaume Vierre. I'm a software engineer at Chubidata, and today we'll be talking about testing and more specifically how to build a low-cost test fixture. So just to go through the agenda, I'll start with some background, how this project started, what were the motivations, why we tried to do this, the architecture we chose, how we designed our test fixture, and then we look at the lessons learned and our conclusions. So Ubidata, it's a Belgian company founded in 2003. We're located in Brussels, and we specialize in telematics and mobile logistics solutions. And as part of this, we build our own tracking device. So it's a battery power tracking device. And here you've got a picture of the latest generation. So it's two PCBs stacked on top of each other. You've got four mounting holes, a few microcontrollers, some sensors, GPS, and a modem. And you've got a connector for the battery and another connector that is for the debugging port. So last year we finished that design, and the next step is when you've built a few prototypes and you're happy with the design, you have to go large scale and you have to go to manufacturing. So we work with an external company for that. We give them the manufacturing files, and they've got the entire assembly line. So they make the PCB, they solder the components, they run some optical inspection to check the solder joints, the placement of the components. And the last thing they need is a tool from us that can tell them whether a board is good, is valid, and they can deliver it to us. Or it's broken and it has to go to the bin because it's beyond repair. Or if there are some repairs that can be done. So the way it works is it's a fixture where you put the board you want to test, and you load a firmware that's going to run a self-test, try to communicate with all the components, and give you results. So the very first test is the board booting? Is there any short? And then we have a report for all of the components. And the last step is to program the production firmware. So we've got two microcontrollers. We need to program them before they go to the customer. We also need to write some identification on the board, on some EEPROM. So that's the final step of that process. Our board, it's quite small. It's 6 centimeters by 3 centimeters, roughly. It's very densely crowded, which means that your test points are really small. They are 0.6 millimeter in diameter, and the minimum spacing is 1.27 millimeter. So traditionally, you would use a fixture like the one you see